musical radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
The Radio Avenger. Rick Adams is on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rick Adams is back, hour number two of today's program, and I'm waiting to be told whether Paul Tepetti of Poker Face is here now. Is he there? Okay. Paul Tepetti, welcome back to the program. Rick Adams here.
Brother Rick, always a pleasure, sir.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure with me as well. Very happy to note that incredibly, we have survived all of these years, and it's been quite a few years that once again we think of Freedom Palooza taking place in July. And I have to ask you, how many years has this been now?
This will be the seventh.
Wow. And, 7 years.
Yeah,
seven is a very lovely number, isn't it, huh?
Yeah, it's usually the Jubilee year, man. Good number.
The year of the Lord and completion of God's plan. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, and it's wonderful having you back. We just had Karen on in the last hour for a few minutes talk about United We Strike and withdrawing from the system.
Mr. Tostada.
Yep. And
you're
now
good there, man.
Yep. Now I want to give you the floor and tell us, first of all, what are the thoughts on your mind this week that we need to talk about before we get to the session and the marathon that you'll be hosting with Freedom Palooza?
Brother, I guess at the top of the list is how the communists have been trying to delegitimize our duly elected president that, as imperfect as he is in terms of, you know, kowtowing to Israel too much and having the KKK in his cabinet, meaning the Kosher Kosher Crime Family, he's been doing a lot of good stuff, regardless. And I told people, look, Hillary can never get in, okay? The cure-infected biatch cannot be president, all right? The child eater. So if Trump only did 10% of what he said, I would be happy, okay, because it wasn't Hillary. But he's been doing more than 10%, and he wants to do good things with the taxes and have us keep more of our money, which is always a good thing because the government always misspends our money and spends it on things that we shouldn't be involved in, usually war and a lot more of it. So as imperfect as Trump is, he's rocking it. The whole Comey debacle, the commies keep thinking that the Judeo press is telling them the truth. And I keep telling them that the Judeo press is the tabloid press, it's the fake news, so stop getting your news from there, because if you do, you're going to be let down. And all these people thought that Comey was going to be the slam dunk for Trump, and Trump was going to be over, he's going to be impeached, all this other garbage, and it basically came back that they had nothing. And they still have nothing, because there is nothing. Russia is basically covering up for the crimes and malfeasance that Obama and Hillary and Lynch and who else? Podesta and all the rest of the DNC, the Wasserman, and the people that whacked, Seth Rich, and the people that whacked Scalia, the same web programs that, you know, Podesta referred to and making examples out of. They've been trying to cover up all of that by going on the offensive, by trying to delegitimize the person that might actually put these bastards in jail, because they need to go to jail. Because what Obama's been doing with unmasking of names and spying on presidential candidates like Trump or justices or other governments, that's naturally what they should be doing, like Merkel and other people. But you're not supposed to be spying on your own people. And they're spying on five of the nine Supreme Court justices, a lot of Congress people. Worse than Nixon ever did. And he got impeached. And he should have gone to jail, but Ford let him off. So why is Obama getting, you know, the ability to roam free, build that house in D.C. with the big wall around it because he's so against walls, and continue to harass our new president when Obama never had that from Bush, and the community activist just needs to go away or go to jail.
Well,
that's just a free throw thoughts, brother.
I have to ask you, did you actually have the temerity to sit down and listen to or watch any of that screened this past week, this Wednesday?
Just a couple points made, but no, I was not going to sit through all of it and waste my time knowing that there was nothing there. And what did you make of it?
Well, I only watched to about maybe a few minutes to an hour, and then I turned it off. Apparently, I missed some of the more amusing moments with John McCain stemming and stuttering and hammering and looking like
Pelosi.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, well, McCain looked like he was already so drugged that he couldn't function barely, but not only him, and you saw Marco Rubio, all of these people, Susan Collins from Maine and so forth, that do their thing. But I thought
the neocons, yeah.
Well, I thought the most telling moment was at the very beginning when Mark, you know, from Mark Warner from Virginia, got up and he actually said that now we all have our partisanship and we know this whole issue is clouded with a high degree of partisanship, politics, and so forth. And then he proved it. He proved that that was the case, and they proved that the whole thing is one big giggle and laugh. And the Rothschilds are sitting there fiddling and laughing and collecting more interest this year than they ever did before, and watching them do exactly what they do, Republicans and Democrats squabbling and squirming over something that was conjured up a long time ago, even back a number of years ago when the groundwork for this administration, I believe, was being laid. Now, the important thing is, now, Sessions has yet to emerge from this, and of course now the latest that NBC, the National Baloney Company, is conjuring up is that Mr. Comey reportedly asked Jeff Sessions to not lead him, or rather not lead him alone, leave him in the room alone with Trump. So now we've got Sessions again. He is going to be on the stand. They're going to conduct this Senate Judiciary Committee meeting with nimrods like my senator, Sheldon Whitehouse from Rhode Island, who is nothing more than one big obtuse watermelon-faced lemming for the Democratic opposition. And, you know, you're not going to get any integrity, any honesty out of any of them.
No.
The windup is, here's the thing, Paul. This is the point that I have made repeatedly on these programs. And that is, if we read the scriptures, we know that there will be a war with Russia. We know Russia will invade the United States, that we are going to reach the climactic stage. Whether we want to believe it or like it or not, it will happen because God said it's going to happen. Now, the thing is, how are we going to get there? Well, we're getting there by laying the groundwork in the minds of the public of doubt in Mr. Trump and doubt about Russia. And isn't it interesting, in the 1920s and 30s, Russia was portrayed as a wonderful paradise, the workers' paradise. And
right, they were murderous Bolshevik genociders, man. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and they would be our good allies in the war for freedom and all of that. Now we find the flip side, the reverse, and the conditioning process of Americans that Russia's the bad guy now, and we need to worry about their hacking into our elections, even though it was never proven either way.
We do that to every other country, yeah.
And who does it more? Who hacks more than any country on the face of the earth, Paul?
Right, we do, man. Okay, there's bar none. Oh. And dude, it's like we're such hypocrites. It's like, really?
No. I mean, I have to correct you on that. It's the state of poor little tiny defenseless surrounded besieged Israel. They do more hacking than any other nation, and in their vestibule in Jerusalem, they have the wherewithal to shut down this country, to shut down any nation by their control of that simple thing called the computer program. And that is why we
have that computer program called Inslaw? No? Yeah, Inslaw. Uh-huh.
Well, Inslaw.
Promise. It was called Promise, made by Inslaw, and P-Tech was the company that was manipulating the program and giving it to banks so they could backdoor it. Yeah, I remember that.
So now, add that to the mix, and then understand that this show, this dog and pony show that just took place this week, is nothing more than a preconditioning in the minds of people to line up, either for or against, and most importantly, we should never, never trust those Russians, because, you know, those are the guys...
Yeah, bad rusky white people. Those evil white
those
people, man.
You know,
white privileged people, man.
Yeah, yeah, So beside that, look at what's really going on with regard to Saudi Arabia, what's been going on with regard to Qatar, and how this whole movement right now in the Persian Gulf, while we're distracted, is to try to finish that apparatus in control in the Persian Gulf to take down Iran. Would you agree?
Yeah, man. I thought Qatar was starting to line itself with Iran, and that's why Arabia shut down their ports
exactly.
and ability to export anything. Yeah,
exactly, and that's why all these nations, the United Arab Emirates, the Saudi Arabia, and so forth, they're all concerned about Qatar and its financing of terrorism. Can you believe this, of all people?
It's always a convenient terrorism, especially when ISIS is crypto-Saud and Israel and... You know, the rest of those, you know, United Arab, like you just said, and Turkey and a few others. And, hey, you know, they always reflect on you what they do. That's their MO.
Exactly. So those are the issues. In addition to the economic collapses taking place in Europe and out throughout the world right now, China and what is happening there, what is happening with regard to their movements militarily, and what is provoking the South Koreans and the Japanese to get a little bit nervous about the empire called America. So right now, the whole world is in that flux, you know, that mode of, you know, unsettlement, if you will, nations rising against nations and kingdoms being overthrown and rising against other kingdoms. And isn't that what the Lord said in Matthew, in the book of Matthew?
That's exactly what's going on right now. Wars and rumors of wars everywhere.
Exactly. And so those are the issues that I would rather concentrate on, that nobody else will except us here, and look at what the end game is. The end game is, how do you bring about some kind of setup with Russia so that we may have this Third World War scenario conflict? And I have my ideas. I'm sure you have a number of scenarios. But either way, I mean, that's exactly where we're headed. And most people are totally unaware of it. They have no clue as to what is behind all of this. But it's the hand of what? Hidden tyranny.
Can I share some of my thoughts on that?
Of course, go right ahead.
Look, on the domestic front, left, or as I call them, the communists, because that's pretty much what they are trying to push for civil war. And they just might get it. And the left is basically communism, and the right I basically call cowboys. So it's going to come down to cowboys versus communists. But here in America, it's going to be the communist left. Do you remember Washington's prophecy was given to him by the Holy Spirit and talked about all the cities burning down from
yes.
the sea to shining sea?
Yep.
Well, isn't that what the communists are doing with this whole Black Lives Matter and the new Black Panthers and... all these communist groups, as Soros is farming, ADL and SPLC and all these other groups that, you know, prop them up and, you know, call them protesters when they're rioters and looters. Aren't they the group that's going to be, you know, firebombing and destroying the cities just like the Holy Spirit said would happen?
Yeah.
I see that more on the more domestic front. The other thing that I didn't understand was, how are we going to fight all these domestic communists and the government at the same time and succeed? I mean, with God, everything's possible, but, I mean, he also likes to make it logical, too. So why not have somebody like Trump in office that's trying to help at least, you know, stem some of that communism on the home front, because he does push a populist nationalist message. And I can see how the odds could be very easily, you know, turned now, because we actually have the support where before we didn't. So I'm excited to see what's coming down the pike, man.
Well, yeah, there is a civil war that was predicted, by some of the Russian soothsayers, Alexander Dugin and company, years ago, that America would split up into 10 regions, and we're going to see street battles, and right now we're seeing them with demonstrations against Sharia law and all kinds of other Soros-backed, Adelson-backed funded groups dividing America on class issues, on culture, religion, and so forth.
Gender.
Yeah, of course. So we're seeing that take place here right now in this land that we call America, Israel. Isn't that amazing how it's coming to pass, like you just said?
Amen, brother. It's like I see it going down before 2025, and I'll tell you why later when we talk about Freedom Palooza. So, hey, a new day is dawning, man, and it's a good dawn. It's 1,000 years of peace, so bring it on. I hate this world where we're subjugated to bullshit, where truth is the new hate. And you can't tell the truth, because if you tell the truth, then the leftists come and try to beat you up or kill you. It's like, really?
Right.
Like, how about, you know, the hell with you?
Well, that's, you know, a line that I remember from the movie Krakatoa, East of Java. They found out after they made the movie and titled it that Krakatoa is west of Java. But nevertheless, the movie went out in 1969. It was one of those Cinerama-type releases. And Barbara Worley, I think it was, in the movie said that she was talking about her ex-husband. And one of the, I think it was Brian Keith, said, well, what did you tell him? I told him to go to hell. That line comes to mind here. And then Michael Caine in the movie The Destructors with Anthony Quinn and so forth saying that he believed as an assassin that certain people should be killed. And one of the guys at the dinner table said to him, well, now who is it that decides who should be killed? And then Michael Caine laughed, you know. And, I mean, that's where we are today as a people, divided and conquered. And, you know, I was relating in the last hour about how they've taken our God out of the schools. They've taken him out of the parks, public parks, named after the founder of the state, Roger Williams. They've taken him out of virtually every aspect of our public institutions, and then say, God bless our troops. God bless our troops overseas. And I'm saying, why? Oh, my.
God bless our Zionist supporting troops, yes.
Yeah. And it's just an outrage.
Wasn't it the 50th anniversary of Israel trying to sink the USS Liberty just like two or three days ago?
Yeah, we just had a marathon.
Did you see anything in the Jewish stream media anywhere?
Did not.
For the 50th anniversary?
Did you?
Nowhere. The only place I saw was America Free Press.
Nothing. But we had a good session here just the other day, a couple of days ago, on RBN, for Phil Turney and the few remaining survivors and the dead of the Liberty.
Like
and
John Kukol, Rastino, all those people, man, they're great people.
Yep. But I contributed. I sent a check in to the USS Liberty Fund for the movie, and hopefully that will come to fruition. And I hope others will do likewise as well.
Something has to happen. Man. It has to come to the public consciousness that knows nothing about it. Especially when they, like, Israel is our closest ally. Really? Allies don't try to sink your ships to the bottom of the sea, man. Start World War III.
Well, you know, it was a mistake, you know, Paul. You have to consider that now.
Right. Three different attacks. Yeah, it's a mistake. Oh, it's an Egyptian freighter. Sure.
But how come?
Hey man, that's what they do. They lie.
When it's the German army, it was a deliberate, intentional cleansing, a systematic and deliberate attempt to kill 6 million poor souls. Hard to believe.
Never existed in Europe to begin with. Yeah, man. The myths that come out of it is amazing.
Don't do what we say.
I can't wait until humanity is really free.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, let me ask you, before we come up on the break, let me ask you about Freedom Palooza. It's going to be just a couple of minutes, but this year, how is it looking? How is it looking for the guest lineup?
The best yet. We're missing Jim Tropicon because, you know, he did the first 4 years with us until, you know, he was taken out, like we believe, by the Mossad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never been the same, but this is the seventh year. We have a new location. It's around the Quakertown, Pennsylvania area. And we'll talk more about it.
Yeah, all right, looking forward to it. Hey, folks, you can join us, too, on the line. Rick Adams with Paul Cepetti. We will come right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, we're back now with Paul Cipetti of Polka Face, and Paul is just telling us what to expect this year, the dates, the times, and the lineup at the great event. And Paul, let us get back to it right now, Freedom Palooza. Who else is coming now? What do you intend to bring us?
Like you said, a lot of the stuff that's going on in the political is World Wrestling Federation for the political class, the ugly class. So what's more important is more of the spiritual side of things. One of the main speakers that we have for the weekend is Lieutenant Colonel Greg Rinchek, and he says that he's part of the elite corps that guards the underground bases and the underground tunnels where the children of the Nephilim and the demons hang out. And he says that what's down below is going to come topside 2019, 2020. And if you don't have any kind of faith in Father or Copper Bullets, you're SOL. So his speech is going to be pretty interesting. He's been on like different types of shows with other friends, like Robert Norrie's, Art Bell, whatever that show is. I can't think of it.
Yeah.
And he tells me that this is the last time he's going to be talking about any of this because they really... the deep state on that side of life does not want him talking at all, but he's going to be talking at Freedom Palooza. And then we have another gal that came with Chris Springmeier last year who wrote the 13 Illuminati Bloodlines. She is a SRA victim of satanic ritual abuse, generational family.
Yep.
And she's going to be coming to basically tell us a lot of the seedy side, like the whole Pedo Podesta Pizzagate, and how all that is real, and how it goes on, how children are killed and sacrificed and, you know, molested and just ugly stuff. But it needs to be told, man. And that's one of the cool things about Freedom Palooza is, you know, it's where people can come and tell the truth. We do broadcast it over the net. So the week of the party, www.freedompalooza.com. Go there to find out the location, which we're trying to keep it on the down low for now, until last week. And it'll also be the day of the party is when we'll have the links for the audio and video so that you can participate if you can't show up that day. And we have between 10 and 20,000 people watching our streams every day of the festivals for the last couple of years. So that's pretty cool. And we want to expand on that. Another speaker is Pay Montana Day. He is a immigrant from Iran. He's an Iranian Jew, but he's American. He's cool as all get out. He's got a Freedom Law School. Met him at several AFP Bars Review conferences over the years. He has Freedom Law School. He teaches you what you owe as income taxes, but what you don't owe, what is not income, which is your slave wages. And he teaches you how to keep as much as your money legally, because it is your money. And as we were talking before, your government just misspends it. We have Brother Jim Condit coming back. He missed it last year. He's coming back to talk about the vote fraud that went on that Trump has alluded to. And a bunch of music, man. A lot of singer-songwriters that are coming, and I'll be putting up a list of them this probably by Sunday night. So if you want to go to freedompalooza.com, Lisa will be checking out the acts. Pokerface will be actually doing some new tunes off the 6 disc that we're trying to produce and get out this year. We've been blessed with a mainstream producer that loves our message and has been gifting us with his talent. So the music is sounding phenomenal. 9 of the 14 tracks are done. So we're almost there. It's taken 7 years to get here, 4 kids and divorces and life in between. But it's coming out, and it's our best work yet. And we're going to be printing the 24 protocols of learned elders of Satan and solutions to those protocols. And look, humanity doesn't even know that exists. The Jews say it's a forgery, not a fraud or fake, but it's a forgery. But what they don't tell you is that the 1890 Jews forged it from the 1830 Judeo-Masonic Jews from France, okay, mm-hmm. One by the name of Joel Lee. So yeah. This is the playbook being run against humanity, and we're being rope-a-doped all the time, being distracted by this stupidity or that stupidity, when they're just running their play, their program, all over us, the whole world. And they control the things that they said that they were going to control, the media, the banks, the communications, the energy markets, the medical. I mean, they are the medical death cartel. They have used their people to basically, you know, kill the best of the goyim and, you know, hurt the rest, especially through vaccination programs and other things like that. It's disgusting how we let them get away with it. But the theme of the party is truth, truth that isn't talked about, truth that should be all over the place and talked about. And, you know, it's a place to come and uncover it. So please join us. It's 3 days. It's July 1st, 2nd, 3rd. It's family friendly. Bring food, bring drink if it's in a can. And we'll talk more.
All right. Paul Tepetti, we will take a couple of calls along the way, too. Rick Adams, Uncensored on RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves. All righty, we're back again with Paul Tepeti of Poker Face. Paul is really firing up that gun and fanning the flames of passion here today. And, you know, understandably so, Paul. You know, you're a firebrand, and you're one of those that has always been unashamed about calling a spade, and making a statement, you know, about anything or anybody. And I like to be myself. I like to think that I am, too. I try to be a little diplomatic in my language, you know, but nonetheless, I mean, I fire the darts at the board and try to hit the target. And, you know, it's, again, people are so afraid.
You do better
today
than most.
Well, you know, people are afraid to think out of the box, and I understand thinking in America today is quite a task to begin with. I mean, it takes a lot of people to use what little brain matter they have left. I mean, look, just before we take some calls and stuff, I mean, I was just getting a haircut before I came in to do the show, and I was in the barber shop, and I had a woman barber, and I was telling her about my ordeals with health over the last 20 years now, and how I've survived all three, you know, three crises, you know, 3 days, three nights, and I managed to actually come out stronger and better than I was 20 years ago because of these attacks on me from you-know-who. And right. God has done the work, you know, and we give praise to God always. For everything, because he is the author of life, and he also is the finisher of life for those who do not wish to be a part of him and his kingdom. And that's going to be a hard time for many, but a blessing for others, right? So I was telling them about what, you know, like others, like Dr. K and others have done to help me and bringing me to a state of health again, and she was most interested, and guess what? So was everybody in the barbershop. So, you know, I enlightened a few today and got them thinking and thinking about what to do next, and taking care of yourself is the most important thing, because if you're waiting for doctors to do it, you're going to have a long
way. They're going to kill you.
They almost did me. Yeah. I believe that would have been the outcome if they had operated on me based on a false prognosis. So the thing that people don't do is think. And I told them on the way out, I said, don't pay attention to what you see in the media and what's not mentioned in the media. Think for yourself. Get out and do some research. And I had an old woman about 85, and she was probably the sharpest of all of them. And she said, you got to come back again. You got to come back. We got to talk and everything else. So, anyway, I enlightened a few maybe today from personal experience, and hopefully it was a blessing to them. And this is what can be done on a one-on-one basis, Paul, you know?
Amen. Now, I'm doing it all the time, brother, just like that. You find out the people's hot buttons quickly, and then you just like, you know, dude, the New World Order, the Jew World Order is basically infringing on every aspect of our life. It's not that hard to like tell, just point out to people like, hey, did you ever notice this? And then, yeah, and then you just go from there. I'm going to come up with a term right now, or tell you a term that I came up with that it's going to become very widespread in the coming years. And it has everything to do with health. You know how if you don't take your vitamin C, you get scurvy, or you get like Ebola-like conditions where you bleed and you die internally because of blood.
Sure.
So we need vitamin C. We need our ascorbic acid, okay? Without it, we die. Well, we need our vitamin THC from the cannabinoids. And my new term that's going to become very, very popular is when I look at people, when I look around everywhere now, I see that most of us are cannabinoid deficient. We're missing our vitamin THC, okay? Because without the vitamin THC, we get all of these degenerative diseases. Cancer.
Right.
Lots and lots of different kinds of cancer. Diabetes, overweightness, okay?
Yeah.
And then you have the host of SSRI drugs that would be replaced with the CBDs or the cannabinoids. Okay, so what we can do to stem this mental, not mental, but this health crisis with this health care and this insurance and all this other garbage, hospitals need to pare it down to be just basically trauma centers. Trauma centers like pregnancy, that's trauma. You broke your arm, that's trauma. You need a heart transplant, that's trauma. But you need to get out of cancer. You need to get out of diabetes. You need to get out of mental health with SSRIs. You just need to feed the people basic nutrition, which they're not getting right now. Okay, let the farmers farm. Pay them the hundreds of millions or billions of dollars to farm the nutrition for us, and let's take it. And let's see if we really need to have all these big cancer centers and all these big technology, wow, but does nothing for your health, okay? Because they're never looking for the cure. They're always looking for how we can maintain that symptom. And I'm tired of that, dude. I've always looked for cures. I've always looked for solutions to everything. And I think that's why they hate us so much, because we do have solutions to most of the world's ills. Because we talk to a lot of bright people, yourself included. And we will break, you know, break this monopoly control, the strangulation, the satanic overlords over us, man. And, you know, part of it is destroying the medical death cartel, the pharmaceutical cartel that goes along with it, and the whole infrastructure. That needs to die. Let people grow their own nutrition in their backyards, okay? Get out of the way. Let us take care of our own health. We don't need health insurance. We just need trauma centers. So if I break my arm, I can go take care of my arm without it costing $50,000.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
End of rant.
We could save millions
cannabinoid
of dollars.
Cannabinoid deficient.
and you know, I had doctors have to admit it in their awestruck response, you know, that, yeah, you know, whatever you're doing, it's working, and you do it. I said, well, I'm doing what God's nature has given me. You know, you guys are locked and loaded in a corrupt system, and invariably, when I get in a doctor, like I did the other day, the podiatrist, I said, you know, it's all pharmaceutical control, and you know that, Doc. You know that they run everything. They're not going to do anything that's not profitable for them. So he shook his head and said, yep, that's it. Well, what are they going to do about it? They really can't do much unless they organize and make themselves an army against the system, the insurers, the medocrats, the pharmaceutical industry, and then become honest. But then again, there's an economic incentive for them not to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's like money rules.
That's why we have to take care of it for ourselves, by ourselves, and of ourselves on our level, okay? We need to basically not play in their realm. We don't pay them to do anything. We take our marbles and go, okay? We boycott, we divest, and we sanction them because they're useless, they're frauds, they're fake.
There you go.
And they need to be exposed for the death that they give to everybody. Look,
Amen.
They killed my grandmother in the 60s the same way they killed my aunt 2 years ago. In 50 years, nothing has changed from the cut, slash, and burn method of chemo, radiation, surgery. It's still witch doctorish, man. Okay, God said Genesis 1:29, the very first book of the Bible. He gave us every seed-bearing plant for our use. And marijuana is pretty seedy, man.
Yeah. Okay,
so
that's right.
But
it's
the nutrition that they've made sure that isn't in our diet. And you know how sinister it is? These bastards even make us do drug tests to make sure we're not getting our cannabinoid nutrition. Otherwise, you don't get the job. You want a job? Well, then you're going to have to make your body weak and destroyed and open to getting cancers and everything else that we have out there because we've infected you with those vaccines that you needed. No. Okay. That paradigm is changing, and I'm more than happy to kill it. I'm part of that, so I'm here to educate people. That'll be my rant at the Freedom Palooza. I'm here to educate about cannabinoid deficiencies, brother.
All right. Well, again, it's all about putting him first, and as you said, I said it earlier.
Crazy,
take care
bro.
Of yourself. Eliminate the professional caretakers, and rather than wait until you get sick, prevent it. In most cases, it can be prevented, but they don't want to save money. They don't want the system to collapse because it's all about one word, control, isn't it? There you go.
Control and money, brother.
Profit it's all about money and control, and Jesus denounced it when he came, and now you can understand how true the word is. All right, well, let's invite callers to join us quickly to get on the phone with Paul Tepeti, and don't forget the whole purpose of Paul being here today mainly is to, again, tell you about Freedom Palooza, the seventh year Freedom Palooza in Pennsylvania, and more will be disclosed later on as well. And you can visit him also on PokerFace.com, right, Paul? We can go there as well, right?
Well, very much so. PokerFace.com is where you can go listen to the music. Look, brother, I'm really excited because this is the most politically incorrect atmosphere America has been in 50 years. And it's now that we're releasing our sixth disc in this atmosphere where 65 million people are being attacked like we have been for the last 12 years since 2005 by these same parasitic Jew-funded agitprop groups. So welcome to the party, people. So it's time to play Cowboys and Communists, and I hope Poker Face's music is going to be the resounding music that's played to invigorate and, you know, lead the charge, man. That's why we're here. We're here to inspire you to do the right thing, to do the godly thing. Take back control of your country from the parasite.
Amen. Okay, 800-313-9443. Remember RBN as well, and your pledges to keep us going. Let me take a call from Ed right now. Hello, Ed in Utah. How are you?
Yes, good day, gentlemen. You know, it was very disheartening on Thursday, the day of the USS Liberty. I know that people are saying that there's a lot of that Donald Trump, Rick, has a lot on his plate. The problem is, like I told you before, with one foul swoop, he could have reset the foreign policy table by at least tweeting some kind of commemoration on the 50th commemoration. That did not happen. I told you I was somewhat convinced. Now, I'm going to say I'm 80% convinced the Comey hearings were staged on that day with John McCain's mug at front and center of this. Presiding over some of this, John McCain, whose father covered up for the USS Liberty. The point being is that much could have been done with without Donald Trump even getting too vitriolic or anything. He could have just acknowledged the men of the Liberty or sent the Secretary of the Navy. But I noticed studiously, not a peep, not a hint. They were very guarded, Rick, on all of the neocon national talk show networks, from Joe Pag to Rush Limbaugh, not a hint of a clue about the USS Liberty. I'm pretty convinced now that they had the Comey hearings on that day. Notice Donald Trump, they say it's because of the Comey hearings. He did not even tweet. And I heard a caller on RBN. She might be right. That doesn't satisfy me that Donald Trump was saying something without saying something. Hey, we can't have that kind of dog whistling. If this is a revolution that he talked about, just like the Ron Paul revolution, it's time to get revolutionary. And on the ground level, there's a lot not changing. The private prisons are moving. I don't see any leniency going to the Bundys by Jeff Sessions. I see leniency going to the Clintons.
Well, maybe Donald was waiting to get an advisory memo, a memo from Rod Rosenstein. You know, it's possible on Liberty.
Well, you know, Rick, in March, there was hope. He called the Jewish swastika things going on there as false flags. Then he gets taken to the woodshed. Seemed like he somewhat capitulated. Yeah. And then he refused to move the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. I thought maybe this will be his setup. But not a word. That means on Thursday we saw the exercising yet of Jewish Zio power, right, raw, as much as it was 50 years ago.
Well, how many times do we have to say it over and over again? The Rosenthal interview, Harold Rosenthal laid all the cards on the table. He did it a number of years ago in the 1970s. He told you we are in control. It doesn't matter where. It doesn't matter how. We control it all.
Right.
So isn't that just another nail in the coffin? Huh?
Yep.
We control the controlled opposition. We set the mindset of the people, and this is what I just said about Russia. They want a war right now between Christendom and Islam, and you have congressmen like Higgins and Rohrenbacher, you know, who are saying, kill them all. Let's kill them all. Let's go bomb mm-hmm. Iran. You know, this is the mentality of these traitors. They're all loyal to one regime, and I don't even want to call it a nation because it isn't. It's a fig tree of evil, and that is Israel. They sold out their own country, their own servicemen, for that little strip of land and the power of the mafia. So they all deserve to be taken, not to the woodshed, Ed, but to the firing squad. That's just my opinion.
Well, you're so right, and you've taken a down view on a lot of things, but you're correct. And I was taking a hopeful view on some of the things regarding Donald Trump. When the Jewish Republican Congress booed him off the stage in December 15. But, like you say, in the end, just like Stalin himself, Stalin was married to a Jewess whose brother, his brother-in-law, her big brother, watched over Stalin in case he, that brutal man, got off the straight and narrow. And so here you have Ivanka Trump and Kushner right there in the inner sanctum in case things get out of hand.
Oh, you're right. It's in the family, all in the family, as Norman Lear told us. All right. Thank you, Ed, for your call.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, that's fast and furious, Paul. That's just a candid comment about what's going on. However, as you've said, Paul, in the meantime, it's a lot of fun for the people who know better, who know the scriptures and know what's going to happen, to be able to be in the thick of this and to be able to help make it rough for them and boycott their money machine and, you know, overturn a few tables and get them more angry, because all in the end they have is nothing. All they have is going to perish. So let us give them the comeuppance they deserve, and I think we can have a good time doing it, Paul.
I do too, man, and I think you know, part of Poker Face's symbology has been the joker, the jester, and we are that court jester to show up the king that, you know, you wear no clothes, man. You know, you are a fraud from the beginning, you know? And
yes, exactly, exactly.
You put on theirs, but you got nothing behind it, and it's time to call you on it. And like I said, the time to play Cowboys versus Commies is coming. Because you remember what Rabbi Weiss said, communism, it's Judaism. So, yeah, that's who we're eventually going to have to come up and fight. And look, we're on the right path. Donald Trump's at least let you know that the Jewish stream media is fake news, so that helps. Politically correct culture, that's Jewish culture. So, again, it's starting to flame the fires away from that kind of stuff. So this is the most ripe time for Poker Face to ever be releasing a disc. And we've kind of matured with the sound, and I'm excited that people listen to our new release, man. And I haven't been this excited in years. It's taken a long time to get here, but it's going to be worth it.
Hey, man. Well, that's great to take a note of. And what else can I say? If people would like to help out in some way, contribute to the effort, I know there are always costs. They can do nothing but actually support you by buying whatever's available right now on CD and the albums that you've already put out, right?
Right now we're starting to go through a revamp on the website because technology changes all the time, and our program for the downloads has basically expired, so we have to do some things. So I'm not really getting any sales going because I don't want to have to fulfill orders that is really but come in the fall, that'll be great.
All right, okay. Well, if you want to hang around, we have one more break, and then we'll be back to wrap things up today. Stay with me, Paul. Rick Adams, Uncensored, rick458@cox.net, and The Deadly Experiment, YouTube. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We'll be right back.
heal better. My last 5 minutes lapse, and I'm done.
Okay. Well, we're back again now. Rick Adams, Uncensored. I did mention again, it's so imperative at this critical time for people also to remember RBN, since we're struggling, and we just had a pledge drive, and I know it did not meet expectations. We raised a few dollars. We, excuse me, we have a handful of loyal advertisers and sponsors that you should patronize, but, you know, let me tell you, there's always that threat that if we don't get done in by the powers that be, it's just simple economics again that will fold the tent, and we certainly can't afford to have that happen. I know God's not going to let it happen for us if we're doing what we do and what we stand for, and that's the important thing, is to stand up for Him. And that's why you guys are doing it through music. We're doing it through hosting programs, information, and other venues, and others are doing it with their films, such as the USS Liberty movie, other venues as well that we talk about teaching academics. Next week we're going to have on, again, Matt Johnson will come back again next week in the first hour to talk about Russia, to talk about current events and history, and that will be a learning experience, a great educational experience that, unfortunately, most people have too little time for today. They don't study the Word of God. They don't study their history. They don't study their Constitution. They don't study anything to do with the real world, and then they
being
wonder
a good
why
citizen.
Hmm?
Yeah. Yeah, just being a good citizen. Those are the things that you should basically know, and they have no clue about it, and then they wonder why the country's falling apart.
Basic fundamental.
People perish for lack of knowledge, man.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, and I hope and praying that that we're going to be able to touch base with you again before the event, the first 3 days of July, and that maybe we can have you call in again, bring us up to date on anything.
Yeah, how about the week before? That'd be great.
Sure, you can even, you know, even for a segment, it's fine, just to update us and keep us abreast on what is going to happen. And thank you, Paul, for being with me again today, and God bless, and you take care, and we hope to be chatting again very shortly.
All right, my friend. Take care. Thank you.
Amen. Okay. That's Paul Tepetti. We're almost out of time, ladies and gentlemen, and the time that I have left, you know, I mentioned the fact that I was able to give a little testimony, a little thought-provoking you know, witness, if you will, both in terms of medicine, healing, and ultimately God's healing, in the discussion that I generated a short while ago today at the barber shop. And then just the other day, I was in a food facility. I won't mention exactly where it was or what I was buying, but I will say to you that there's a young man there who, you know, was helping me just get a few things that I was looking for, and he's going on 18, and he's going to be leaving to go work for some landfill. I guess it's the state landfill recovery a dump. We used to call it the dump, but it's the state central landfill, and got talking a moment or so, and then somehow we got on the Illuminati, and he took out a dollar bill, and he showed me the pyramid. And I said, I knew that 50 years ago. And I said, well, whoop-de-doo. You know, somebody who can think on his own two feet. Well, not everybody is in darkness, folks. Just seek the light, seek the word, read the word, and let that be a lesson to you. All right, my pleasure. Rick Adams, Uncensored. God willing, we'll be back again next week with our guest, and hopefully Art will be with us as well. So in the meantime, God bless, and Yahweh bless his elect.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.